What's good, people? This Tab. A lot of y'all know me by Byron, my government name on Facebook. Go by the name Hip Hop Philosopher when I write and do things like that. And about to start a podcast because a few people have told me that I should start one because I talk a lot of shit on Facebook, and a lot of people think that I got some different viewpoints and make people think when I say the things that I say. And I try to bring things to you in a way that you can understand them, yet it still gives you a different perspective from what you're used to hearing or seeing. And I do this based off the fact that I grew up during the hip-hop generation, and I've actually had a chance to just sit back and read from some of the greats, you know what I'm saying, from back in the days, from the Garveys, the W.E.B. Du Bois, the Frederick Douglasses, the Benny Marables, the Amos Wilsons, the, you know, it's just, the list goes on and on, you know what I'm saying, Malcolm X, Martin, Carter G. Woodson, Francis Cress Wellesley, you know, the names, you know, people that I've read, you know, that have to do with blackness and stuff like that. And then I read a whole lot of other stuff too. I read from other people, stuff about just enlightenment, how the brain works, business, sports, everything, man. And I always try to come with an opinion that's backed by facts, you know. So I tell people all the time, I feel like my opinion ain't really an opinion, because most of the time, if I'm talking about it, I know what I'm talking about. And I feel like for the most part, most of the time, I never run into nobody that has read everything that I've read about any subject. You know, there's gonna be some people out there that's smarter than me. That ain't even the point here. But at the end of the day, I don't think there's too many people out here that can say they know as much as me about as many subjects as I know. And I know how to use the knowledge that I have to, I guess, integrate each of those things, or be able to, you know, put them together and piece them together and figure out things a little bit differently than how the average person would do it. And, you know, being part of the hip hop generation, that gives me a totally different outlook and opinion on life and everything, just because of the fact that I've read all these things and I'm still in my rebellious hip hop mind state, that, you know, that mind state that got us to the point that we are today. So, you know, with the podcast, what I want to do is basically talk about race, religion, politics, justice, capitalism, socialism, business, sports, and pretty much any other topic that comes up. You know, when it comes down to race, I know, you know, most of y'all have heard me or read something that I said about race. I've been called a coon, you know what I'm saying, because I didn't agree with something that some super black person said. You know, just that they were so black with their blackness that my whatever I said didn't make sense. I've been called coon because I say, hey, we need to start businesses and we need to do this and do that. That capitalism is the way for us to get from where we are today to a higher level within this country. And I've been called a coon because I'm not saying, oh, black when I say capitalism. I just say capitalism because at the end of the day, it's black people in capitalism, it's white people in capitalism, it's Chinese people in capitalism, but it's all capitalism. You know what I'm saying? Because the money's still the same color. You know what I'm saying? It's going to spend the same. So at the end of the day, hey, I'm for what I call economic Afrocentricity, where we learn how to work with each other. The same thing as what people would call cooperative economics. It's the same principles. I just use a different word. And I tell people I'm an Afro-capitalist. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I love to work with just black people. But at the end of the day, we're talking about a $1.2 trillion economy that we work with. And only $200 billion of that comes from black people, right? So think about that. How do we sustain that other $1 trillion? Because that's coming from white-owned companies. So it's things like that, that I, that, you know what I'm saying, when I say stuff like that, black people that don't have answers and they think they the vanguard of blackness, they get mad. And then it turns into then they conflate all the issues, put everything in one box, and then I'm not fighting for blackness, I'm not this and that. So, you know, it's crazy, but it is what it is. So I do a lot of shit talking on Facebook, you know. So I figured, hey, might as well put it on I guess wax. You know, whatever, you know. But so I can say a lot more, because on Facebook it's a whole lot that I can't say or I end up saying and it's missed. So I when I finish with these, I'm gonna be in the same position though, because people still gonna talk crazy to me. People probably still not gonna understand me. But at the end of the day, I'm talking about trying to build our people, because I am one of our people. My kids are our people. So I always look at it from, if I build that person, my kids, if my kids become greater, then guess what's going to happen? Their kids, they're going to try to make sure their kids are better than them, and so on. And, you know, eventually we'll be in a position where we all, you know, great. But a lot of times what we do, we start to, you know what? Let me stop now. This is just an introduction. And I'll go into that on my next one. When I talk about race and politics and stuff like that, I can actually, I'll go into the to what I'm talking about a little bit deeper, so we can get a better understanding of how I see things and how hip hop has shaped my vision for the future.